圣经。
Let's read several passages of scripture.
创世纪二十七章一到十一节，一到十七节。
Genesis chapter 27 verse 1 through 17.
以撒年老，眼睛昏花，不能看见，就叫了他大儿子以扫来说：“我儿以扫说，我在这里。”他说：“我如今老了，不知道哪一天死。现在拿着你的器械，就是箭囊和弓，往田野去为我打猎，照我所爱的做成美味，拿来给我吃，使我在未死以先给你祝福。”以撒对他儿子以扫说话，利百加也听见了。以扫往田野去打猎，要得野味带来。利百加就对他儿子雅各说：“我听见你父亲对你哥哥以扫说，你去把野兽带来，做成美味给我吃，我好在未死以之先在耶和华面前给你祝福。现在我儿，你要照着我所吩咐你的，听从我的话。你到羊群里去，给我拿两只肥山羊羔来，我便照你父亲所爱的给他做成美味，你拿到你父亲那里给他吃，使他在未死之先给你祝福。”雅各对他母亲利百加说：“我哥哥以扫浑身是有毛的，我身上是光滑的，倘若我父亲摸着我，必以我为欺哄人的，我就招咒诅，不得祝福。”他母亲对他说：“我儿，你招的咒诅归到我身上，你只管听我的话，去把羊羔拿给我拿来。”他便去拿来交给他母亲，他母亲就照他父亲所爱的做成美味。利百加又把家里所存大儿子以扫上好的衣服给他小儿子雅各穿上，又用山羊羔皮包在雅各的手上和颈项的光滑处，就把所做的美味和饼交在他儿子雅各的手里。
Genesis 27. Now it came about when Isaac was old and his eyes were too dim to see, that he called his older son Esau and said to him, "My son." And he said to him, "Here I am." Isaac said, "Behold, now I am old, and I do not know the day of my death. Now then, please take your gear, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and prepare a savory dish for me such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, so that my soul may bless you before I die." Rebekah was listening while Isaac spoke to his son Esau. So when Esau went to the field to hunt for game to bring home, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "Behold, I heard your father speak to your brother Esau, saying, 'Bring me some game and prepare a savory dish for me that I may eat and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.' Now, therefore, my son, listen to me as I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me two choice young goats from there, that I may prepare them as a savory dish for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall bring it to your father that he may eat, so that he may bless you before his death." Jacob answered his mother Rebekah, "Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Perhaps my father will feel me. Then I will be as a deceiver in his sight, and I will bring upon myself a curse and not a blessing." But his mother said to him, "Your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me." So he went and got them and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory food such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the best garments of Esau, her elder son, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the young goats on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. She also gave the savory food and the bread which she had made to her son Jacob.
26-29. 他父亲以撒对他说：“我儿，你上前来与我亲嘴。”他就上前去与父亲亲嘴，他父亲一闻他衣服上的香气，就给他祝福说：“我儿的香气如同耶和华赐福至田地的香气一样，愿神赐你天上的甘露，地上的肥土，并许多五谷新酒，愿多民侍奉你，多国跪拜你，愿你做你弟兄的主，你母亲的儿子向你跪拜，凡咒诅你的，愿他受咒诅，凡祝福你的，愿他蒙福。”
Verse 26, then his father Isaac said to him, please come close and kiss me, my son. So he came close and kissed him, and when he smelled the smell of his garments, he blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Now may God give you of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth and an abundance of grain and new wine. May people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be master of your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be to those who curse you, and blessed be those who bless you.
创世纪二十七章让我们看见一件事情，但是它是彼此两个冲突的方面。
In Genesis 27, we see one matter, however, two different aspects of the same thing.
那么当然一面我们看见是神荣耀的旨意和工作，因为他要把雅各带到一个地步，说他要在以撒的家中做长子。
We, of course, see God's glorious will and work here, because he wants to bring Jacob into the position of being the firstborn.
那么我们都知道雅各的故事，就是当他和他哥哥以扫还在他母亲利百加的腹中的时候，创世纪二十五章，神就对利百加说，雅各是我所爱的，将来大的要服侍小的。
And then we can also see that God had already previously spoken to Rebekah in Genesis chapter 25 that two nations are in your womb and two peoples will be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other.
那么到了创世纪二十七章的时候，神的这一句话说过，已经大概四十多年过去了。
And then what happened in Genesis 27, we do see that 40 some years had already passed.
弟兄姊妹，四十多年，许多的事情是可以发生，是可以变化的。
Brothers and sisters, in 40 years' time, many things can change, many things can happen.
在雅各和以扫的身上也是这样的。
It was the same thing for Esau and Jacob.
但是神的话说，在他没有转动的影儿。
However, we do know that there is no shadow of change in our God.
他荣耀的旨意是一定要成就的。
His glorious will must be accomplished.
那么现在日期就满足了，所以神就要用一个荣耀的工作来成就他的旨意。
And now because the days are fulfilled, God will accomplish his glorious will.
那么在以扫的家中，如果谁得着长子的地位，谁就可以继承神给亚伯拉罕和以撒的那个祝福。
And so now, in Esau's home, whoever becomes the firstborn, he would accomplish that covenant that God had already previously made with Abraham.
那么雅各他是明白这个意义的，所以雅各是非常看重这个长子名分的。
Now Jacob, he understood this, and he was one who really looked highly upon this firstborn position.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天许多的时候，我们心里是明白，而且我们也向往神荣耀的旨意的。
So brothers and sisters, oftentimes in our hearts, we understand this, and we want to go in the direction of God's will.
但是我们不要忘记了，神荣耀的旨意不在乎雅各的红豆汤。
However, we do need to know that God's will is not according to simply what is in Jacob's heart.
只在乎他荣耀的工作。
It is only according to how God is going to accomplish his glorious work.
那么这是创世纪二十七章让我们看见的一面。
Now this is one aspect that we need to see from Genesis 27.
但是另外一面。
But on the other hand,
我们看见在创世纪二十七章里边有这样四个人。
We do see these four people in Genesis 27.
我们看见以扫、利百加、以撒、利百加、以扫和雅各。
We see Isaac, Rebekah, Esau, and Jacob.
可以说这四个人当中没有一个人是配得上神荣耀的旨意和工作的。
We can say that not one of them are worthy of God's work and will.
那么这是叫我们读了神的话，我们都让我们跌破眼镜的地方。
And so this is something that oftentimes causes us to be so confused when we read it.
所以我们说这是一件事情，但是它有两个彼此冲突的方面。
And so that is why we say that this is one matter, however, there's a conflict here.
那么我们再来读新约圣经的哥林多后书的四章七节。
Now let's turn to the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们自己。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.
我们做神的儿女，保罗说，生命里边有一个特性。
Now in our lives, Paul tells us that we have this particular characteristic.
那么这两个特性也是彼此相冲突的。
And these two characteristics also are in conflict with one another.
那么一个是瓦器，一个是宝贝。
One is that this is an earthen vessel, the other is that there is a treasure.
所以一面来说，我们是瓦器，我们是属土的瓦器。
On one hand, we are that earthen vessel, we are but clay.
那么瓦器怎么样，我们这个人就怎么样。
And so however this vessel, this earthen vessel is, that is how we are as a person.
我们常常觉得我们自己了不起。
Oftentimes we think very highly of ourselves.
我们有工作的能力。
That we have this work, this job to do.
我们受过教育，我们有家庭。
We have been educated, we have a family.
但是只要环境一来，弟兄姊妹，我们是一碰就倒，一碰就碎的。
But as soon as environments come, as soon as it touches us, we fall down and we are broken.
疫情就是最好的证明，难道不是吗？
Isn't it that the pandemic has proven this to us?
但是另一面来说，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
Yet on the other hand, we have this treasure within this earthen vessel.
那么在原文里边，保罗用的字眼不是一件宝贝，而是宝库。
And in the original language, Paul didn't say just a singular treasure, but a treasure storage house.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主不是零售商，他不只是一件宝贝而已。
And so we need to know that this is not just one single treasure.
所以保罗他在这里用这个字眼，他说我们的主是包罗万有的宝库。
And so here he says that he is the one who is an all-inclusive treasure house.
他是一切宝贝的总和。
He is encompassing of all things.
所以他足可以供应我们一切环境里边的一切需要。
That is why he is able to meet all the needs of our environment.
所以在启示录一章的里边，当约翰他在异象的里边看见荣耀的主。
And so in the book of Revelation, when John in the vision saw the vision of the glorious Lord,
我们的主就亲口对约翰说，我是首先的，我是末后的。
The Lord himself said with his mouth, I am the first and the last.
并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
I also have the keys of death and of Hades.
弟兄姊妹，他当然是拿着疫情的钥匙。
And so, of course, brothers and sisters, he has the keys of the pandemic.
他当然是拿着美国的政治前途和全世界政治前途的钥匙。
So, of course, he has the keys of the political climate and situation of the United States and the entire world.
他也拿着教会前途的钥匙。
He also has the keys of the future of the church.
所以我们说疫情到今天它只是 Delta 而已。
And so that is why we say that the pandemic right now we're only experiencing Delta.
弟兄姊妹，跟着来的还会有 Kappa， 还会有 Lambda。
We will have Kappa, we will have Lambda.
但是不要忘记了，住在我们里边的主，他是从 Alpha 到 Omega。
But the Lord who is in us is the Alpha and the Omega.
这就是保罗所说，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器的。
This is Paul telling us that we have such a treasure within this earthen vessel.
我们最后再来看以弗所的二章十节。
Lastly, let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
我们原是他的工作。在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
那么工作这个字眼在这里是很特别的。
This work in this verse is also very particular.
在所有的保罗书信里边只出现过两次。
In all of Paul's epistles, it only appears twice.
那么准确一点的中文翻译应该是杰作。
This workmanship more accurately is to be translated into masterpiece.
我们都是神的杰作。
We are all God's masterpieces.
一个画家如果他拿起笔来随便涂几下的话，这只叫糟蹋艺术，这不叫杰作。
And so if an artist just picks up a brush and randomly does some brush strokes, you can't say that that's a masterpiece.
那么窑匠要制作一件他心意中的器皿。
However, if a potter wants to create a vessel that is within his heart that he's thinking of,
那么第一是从材料、色彩、造型，一直到整个的制作过程，是要经过他精心的设计和挑选的。
But now, that potter, when he picks up the material and then to the design, to the actual process, it goes through a very lengthy time frame.
是绝对不会出错的。
It won't be something that's a mistake.
那么第二就是制作的过程从头到尾都是在窑匠的掌控之下的。
And secondly, the entire process of that clay and that making of the vessel is within the control of the potter.
那么是不会有意外的。
There will not be an accident.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是神的杰作。
Brothers and sisters, we are all God's masterpieces.
在以弗所二章里边是这样的。
This is what it tells us in Ephesians 2.
在创世纪二十七章里边也是这样的。
It's the same in Genesis chapter 27.
在雅各那里是这样的，在保罗这里也是一样的。
It was that way for Jacob as well as for Paul.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
我们聚集在主你宝座的前面，愿主你把你心中宝贝的心意向我们来诉说。
As we gather together before your throne, we pray that you would speak your heart's desire and your will to us.
叫我们在这个不容易的世代的里边，我们还能够按着主你荣耀的旨意和工作往前行。
So that in this difficult generation and time, that we would still go towards your work and will.
主，我们说我们虽然是瓦器，但是有你这宝贝放在我们里边。
And we say that even though we are earthen vessels, we still have this treasure within us.
我们的一生都是你的杰作。
That our entire life is to be your masterpiece.
虽然我们会错，但是主你永远不会错的。
Even though we may be wrong, Lord, you will never be wrong.
主，愿你让我们带着这样的信心，我们来到你话语的面前。
And so, Lord, with this faith, we come before your words this morning.
我们感谢你给我们这一段的时间。
We thank you for giving us this period of time.
愿你听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣的圣名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
创世纪二十七章是说到雅各在以扫家做成长子的这一段的经历。
Genesis 27 tells us the experience of Jacob becoming the firstborn in Isaac's house.
那么我们说到雅各的生命经历的时候，我们必须要回到亚伯拉罕的那里去看的。
And so when we speak of Jacob's life experience, we need to go back and look at Abraham's life.
因为在旧约圣经里边，我们常常看到一句话说亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
Because in the Old Testament, we often see this phrase that this is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那么换句话就是说，这三个人虽然是处在三个不同的历史年代。
So in other words, even though these three people, they lived in three different time frames,
但是实在来说，第一，他们的生命经历都是一个。
But honestly speaking, their life experience is singular, is one.
那么第二，这个生命经历的起点在亚伯拉罕。
And secondly, the beginning of this life experience begins with Abraham.
那么既然我们说到亚伯拉罕的生命经历的话，那我们都知道圣经里有一句话说亚伯拉罕蒙召出乌尔。
Now when we talk about Abraham's life experience, we know that it begins with this phrase that Abraham was called out of Ur.
今天我们常常是听到一个关于亚伯拉罕的故事。
Now oftentimes we hear about this story that relates to Abraham.
虽然是没有圣经的证明，但总还是可以听听的。
Even though it is not confirmed with the Bible, and yet we can listen to it.
那么这个故事就是说到当年亚伯拉罕他还住在米索波大米的那个乌尔。
It has to do with Abraham. At that time, he was still living in Ur of Mesopotamia.
那他祖祖辈辈都是做偶像生意的。
And all his forefathers, they were all those who were idol makers.
那么有一天呢，亚伯拉罕他就看见有的偶像就倒在地上就被打碎了。
And one day, Abraham saw that many idols, they were all fallen down and they were broken and shattered.
所以他就发现偶像都不过是瓦器而已。
And then he realized that these idols are but vessels.
所以于是呢，他就从偶像堆里，他就醒过来了。
And then from making idols, he woke up from that situation.
所以他就打碎了家中所有的偶像，然后就离开乌安。
And so he broke all the idols in the household and he left that place.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不管这个故事是不是真实的。
So today, whether or not that story is true or not,
或者说这个故事对我们有没有帮助。
Or whether or not that story helps us any.
但是神的话明明白白地告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕蒙召出乌尔，亚伯拉罕是蒙了神的呼召出乌尔的。
But we do know that Abraham, he was called by God to leave the land of Ur.
若是没有神的呼召，亚伯拉罕会一辈子住在乌尔的。偶像碎了，他还可以重新再做的，所以他不会出乌尔。
And so if it were not for God's calling, we know that Abraham would continue to remain there. Even if the idols were shattered, he could remake them.
那么神的呼召临到亚伯拉罕弟兄姊妹，不是因为他在乌尔那里卖偶像卖得太无聊了。
And so God came to call him, it wasn't because there when he was making and selling idols that he was just bored with it.
而是神向着他有一个荣耀的旨意。
But it was because God had a glorious purpose for him.
弟兄姊妹，这个荣耀的旨意才是亚伯拉罕出乌尔唯一的理由。
This is the main and only reason for why Abraham left Ur.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们为什么会重生得救？
Brothers and sisters, why is it that today we are born again?
是不是像有的见证说，因为我成人在罪中太苦了？
Is it because somebody says, well, because I was lost in my sin?
弟兄姊妹，这个世界实在是太苦了。
Brothers and sisters, yes, this world is full of suffering.
这个世界的苦是没有解药的。
There is no solution for this suffering.
所以当神看见我们沉沦在罪中太苦了的时候，他看不下去了，他就差遣他的爱子来到这个世上。
And so when the Lord, when he sees that we are lost in our suffering, that we cannot continue on, he sent his only son.
用十字架这么宝贝的一个救恩把我们从罪的当中捞出来。
He used such a wonderful, precious salvation of the cross to save us out of our sin.
这个不是我们重生得救的理由。
This is not the reason for why we are to be saved.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们说亚伯拉罕的故事就是我们的故事。
If we say that Abraham's story is our story,
那么今天宝贝的福音临到我们只有一个理由，那就是在神心意的深处，他向着你，向着我，他有一个荣耀的旨意和目的。
Then in this glorious purpose for why God has saved us, just like how he saved Abraham, it is because that in his heart, he has a glorious purpose.
我们的主是为着这个荣耀的旨意和目的，他来到这个世上。
It is for this glorious purpose that our Lord came to this earth.
当他在克西马尼，他知道为着这个荣耀的旨意，他要付一个苦悲的代价的时候。
When he knew in Gethsemane that he was going to pay the price of drinking this cup of bitterness.
他看见这个荣耀的旨意。
He saw this glorious purpose.
他不推脱这个代价。
And he did not reject this price that he had to pay.
他说只要照你的意思，不要照我的意思。
He said, Lord, according God, according to your will.
所以弟兄姊妹，为着这个荣耀的旨意和目的，神就呼召亚伯拉罕说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所指示你的地方。
So that is why he said so why God said it is for his glorious will and purpose that he called Abraham to say, go forth from your country, from your relatives to the land which I will show you.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的重生的救。
Brothers and sisters, this is our being born again.
所以我们重生得救不是为了进到一个儿童乐园里。
So our rebirth is not to enter into a kindergarten playground.
乃是为着一个荣耀的旨意。
But it is into a glorious purpose.
我们的姊妹 Fanny Crosby 她在写的一首诗歌的里边，她是这样说的。
Our sister Fanny Crosby wrote this in a particular hymn.
她说，一路我们救主引领。
She says, all the way my Savior leads me.
所以我深知道凡事临到我。
For I know whatever befall me.
主有美意不必测。
Jesus doeth all things well.
我们的姊妹她说凡事的话。
So when our sister says all things.
当然是包括今天美国社会政局教会的变化和动荡。
So of course it includes all of the changes in our society, in the church, in this world.
当然是包括疫情的。
Of course it encompasses all things.
但是我们不要忘记了，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So we should not forget, brothers and sisters.
所有这些事情临到神的儿女，神都有一个不必测的美意。
All these things that come upon us as brothers and sisters, He has an immeasurable goodwill.
今天我们很多的时候，我们都在问神，这是不是你的美意？
Oftentimes we ask God, God, is this your will?
我们觉得这个可能是，可能不是。
We think it might be or maybe not.
我们的姊妹说，凡是临到我们主都有美意，是不必测的。
But our sister says that whatever befall me, Jesus doeth all things well in all things.
今天各道各处的神儿女和教会，我们都在传福音，我们都在讲福音。
Now, in all throughout the churches in the world, we're all sharing the gospel, spreading the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我们所领受和追求的是神永远旨意的福音。
And yet, what we are pursuing and what we are sharing is the gospel of God's glorious will.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，稀奇得很。
But brothers and sisters, this is amazing.
亚伯拉罕他是蒙召出乌尔了，那么他就应该是，他是一条直路，他走到迦南地的。
Now Abraham, he did leave Ur, and with one straight shot, he should have gone into Canaan, the promised land.
他怎么一脚就跨到哈兰去了呢？
But why was it that he went into Haran?
那么我们看见每本圣经的后边的地图，我们都可以看得清楚的。
And at the back of every Bible, there is a map, and we can see very clearly.
哈兰和亚兰根本是两个走不到一起的方向。
Now, Haran is a place that is generally not a place where you can get to.
那就算是亚伯拉罕，他最后历尽千辛万苦，他进到了迦南地。
Now, we do know that at the very end, with great effort, he did enter into Canaan.
那么他应该算是达到神心意当中的那个目的地了。
Yes, we can count the fact that he did arrive at God's purpose for him.
我们看见在创世纪十二章七节那里。
But in Genesis chapter 12 verse 7, we see.
神就指着亚伯拉罕所站之处对亚伯拉罕说。
The Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him.
我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
To your descendants, I will give this land.
不是其他的地，是这地。
It was no other land but this land.
神的话是说得明明白白的。
And God spoke it very clearly.
但是亚伯拉罕他转身他就丢下神的应许，他一脚又跑到埃及去。
But then Abraham immediately turned around and he went into Egypt.
难道这是他故意要和神的荣耀旨意他来作对吗？
Was he purposefully rebelling against God's purpose for him?
弟兄姊妹，人太软弱了。
Brothers and sisters, we as men are so weak.
圣经说我们都是瓦器，这句话是绝对没有错的。
When the Bible says that we are earthen vessels, this word is so true.
那么我们一面看见亚伯拉罕他蒙召出乌尔，他是有心，他要成就神荣耀旨意的。
We see that when Abraham left Ur, he had the heart and intention. He wanted to accomplish the purpose of God.
但是一面我们也看见，就是神把这条属天荣耀旨意的路放在亚伯拉罕的脚下，他走不上去的。
And even when God gave this glorious and beautiful purpose right in front of Abraham, he could not continue on.
那么现在我们就要问一个问题，说亚伯拉罕出乌尔进迦南，他甚至还一路走到这个摩利亚山上去献以撒，难道是靠着他自己成就的吗？
And so then we need to ask, for Abraham to go from Ur to Haran and then to Canaan, and even all the way up to Mount Moriah to sacrifice his son, was this because of him being able to?
弟兄姊妹，这不就是以撒、雅各、摩西、大卫、保罗、彼得、约翰，古今中外，这是千千万万蒙了神恩召的人的他们的故事吗？
Isn't this also the story, not just of Abraham, but of Isaac, of Jacob, of David, of Paul, of all these generations of saints? Isn't it the same story?
所以保罗总结他的人生的时候，他说出了这些千千万万跟随神的人的圣徒他们的人生，他说了一句话，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
And so that is why when Paul, when he is recounting this and thinking about all of the thousands of saints that have gone before him to say that we have a treasure in an earthen vessel.
弟兄姊妹，这是亚伯拉罕的故事，也是今天我们的故事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a story of Abraham as well as our story.
那么所以我们就看见在亚伯拉罕的生命经历里边有两条主线。
And so we can say that there are two main themes in Abraham's life experience.
那么一条就是神与亚伯拉罕立约。
One is that God has made a covenant with him.
那么一条呢，就是亚伯拉罕向着神有信心。
And the other theme is that Abraham had faith towards the Lord.
那么这两条线交织在一起，叫神的呼召在亚伯拉罕的生命经历里边是不落空的。
And so these two themes, as it comes together, we see that God's promise in his life was not in vain.
那么从创世纪的十二章一直到创世纪的二十二章，我们看见神一共七次向着亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕来立约。
We see that from Genesis chapter 12 all the way through Genesis 22 that there were a total of seven times when God made a covenant with Abraham.
那么在创世纪十五章那里，神和亚伯拉罕立的是血约，立的是死约。
And in Genesis 15, God made a blood covenant with Abraham, meaning that it was a death covenant.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们每个七日的第一日，我们来到主的桌前。
Brothers and sisters, every first day of the week, we come here.
我们看见的是血的约，我们看见是死的约。
We see the blood covenant. We see this death covenant.
所以神与亚伯拉罕立血约，立死约。
And so God had made this death and blood covenant with Abraham.
那么换一句话就是说，神借着立约就把他自己摆到亚伯拉罕的经历里。
In another words, we can say that God, through this death covenant, placed himself into Abraham's very life experience.
亚伯拉罕现在他明白了，是神安排和带领他前面的路。
Now Abraham came to understand that it is God himself who has arranged and led his way.
神是向着亚伯拉罕有荣耀的旨意。
Yes, God has a glorious purpose for Abraham.
但是是他自己来成就这个荣耀的旨意。
But he himself will accomplish this purpose.
那么在跟随神荣耀旨意的路上，不是亚伯拉罕负自己的责任。
And so it is not Abraham bearing his own responsibility in following God's will for him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神负亚伯拉罕完全的责任。
Brothers and sisters, God bears full responsibility for Abraham.
这是神立约的意义。
This is the meaning of God establishing a covenant.
那么如果我们同意这一点的话，现在我们就要问一个问题。
And so from this point, now we ask this question.
今天到底是我们在对付疫情，还是神在对付疫情？
Today, are we dealing with the pandemic, or is it God dealing with it?
刚才我们的弟兄讲到他家庭的见证的时候，
Our brother who just shared with us the testimony of his family,
我们就要问了，到底是他负他怀孕妻子的责任，还是神负他的责任？
We need to ask, is he the one bearing responsibility for his pregnant wife, or is it God?
那么今天我们是愿意把自己交在神荣耀旨意里边呢？
Now today, if we are willing to place ourselves into God's will,
这是没有问题的。
There's no problem with that.
许多弟兄姊妹心里都向着神是有这样的热心。
Many brothers and sisters have such zeal and fervor for God's will.
但是今天我们要就着亚伯拉罕的故事来问一个问题，说谁负我们的责任？
But today, through Abraham's story, we need to ask, who bears responsibility for us?
那么最近就有一位在外地的姊妹就跟我交通。
Recently, a sister in another place, she had told me.
是外地的姊妹，不是本地的姊妹。
And she's not local, she's from another place.
那么她就说她有心想要带着孩子回教会实体聚会。
And she did tell me that she had the desire to bring her children back to meet in person.
但是他的弟兄是不同意。
However, her husband disagrees.
那么最后他弟兄就问他一句话。
And so lastly, her husband asked her this
question. 所以这位姊妹就跟我说，因着弟兄的这一句话，我就无话可说了。
And so she did tell me that because of this question of her husband, she has nothing left to say.
那么他弟兄就说，大人得了病无所谓。
And her husband said, if the adults get sick, it's no problem.
但是孩子得了病的话，谁负责？
But if our children get sick, who will bear responsibility?
弟兄姊妹，我不是说信主的人疫情都会绕开我们走的。
I'm not saying that because we are believers, now the pandemic, the virus is just going to avoid us.
但是保罗说，我们都是神的杰作。
However, Paul does say that we are all God's masterpieces.
不是我们负我们自己的责任，是他负我们的责任。
We do not bear our own responsibility. It is God. He bears responsibility for us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这不是我们每一个主日我们吃饼喝杯所纪念的吗？
And so isn't this why and what we remember when we drink of the cup and eat the bread every Sunday?
那么我们一面看见神借着立约就把他自己摆到我们的生命经历里边。
And so we see that when God establishes this covenant with us, He places Himself into our life experience.
那么另外一面呢，我们也看见亚伯拉罕他不是坐在那边等着天上掉馅饼的。
But then on the other hand, we also see that Abraham, he's just not sitting idly by waiting for heaven to take him.
不管他出乌尔进迦南上摩利亚
He still went into Canaan and up to Mount Moriah.
这个中间出现许多的事情
And in between these two events, many things happened.
他无论往哪里去
It didn't matter where he went.
亚伯拉罕都必须要用信心把自己也摆到神荣耀旨意里面
Abraham, through faith, needed to place himself also into God's purpose.
所以神没有对亚伯拉罕说我只要向你有一个荣耀的旨意就够了
So God did not just say to Abraham, I have a glorious purpose for you and that's it.
你就坐在那儿躺着睡大觉你就别动了
Just sit there, lay there and sleep and don't move.
亚伯拉罕无论往什么地方去他要用信心把自己摆到神荣耀旨意的
No matter where Abraham went, with faith, he had to place himself into God's purpose for him.
所以弟兄姊妹离开信心的话一切教会的呼召我们生命的经历都是纸上谈兵而已
And so without faith, anything that you do in the church or in service, everything is just but lip service.
那么这就是说这个创世纪十五章六节这个神就有一句话说亚伯拉罕信耶和华耶和华就以此为他的义
That is why in Genesis 15:6 there is this verse that says Then he believed in the Lord and he reckoned it to him as righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹今天在这么一个不容易的时代的里面
So today brothers and sisters in these difficult times
实在来说是神守约施慈爱用他的能力来扶持我们
Honestly speaking, it is God with his loving kindness and mercy he is holding on to us.
那么主也常常的是借着弟兄们的交通分享祷告信息那么来把主在今世代里他的那个荣耀的旨意显明在我们
Because God oftentimes uses the messages, the sharings, the prayers, the fellowship of our brothers to tell us God's will and to reveal it to us.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记了。
But brothers and sisters, we ought not to forget.
神已经把他自己摆进来了。
God has already placed himself into this.
桌上的饼和杯就是最好的明证。
The best, the evidence is the bread and the cup on the table.
现在我们得用信心把自己也摆到神荣耀的旨意和工作的里面。
So today, in faith, we also place ourselves into God's work and God's purpose.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕他蒙召走天路。
And so we see Abraham, he was called to walk this heavenly way.
神与亚伯拉罕立约，亚伯拉罕向神也有信心。
And so God made a covenant with Abraham, and Abraham places faith in God.
那么这样的话，我们可以把亚伯拉罕的一生总结在这三个点上。
And so that is how we can conclude all of Abraham's life in these three points.
那么我们感谢神，这不只是亚伯拉罕走过的路。
We thank the Lord that this wasn't just Abraham's life experience.
我们刚才跟弟兄姊妹交通到，他们这个 都是不同历史年代的人。
We just said previously that these people, they were all living in different times.
但是是一个生命经历。
However, it is one life experience.
所以我们说不只是亚伯拉罕走过的路。
So we say that this is not just the life path of Abraham.
也是以撒走过的路。
But also Isaac's life.
所以在圣经里边就有这么一句话说亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
That is why in the Bible we see that it often says the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
那么我们当然就会这么想，以撒走在这条路上，雅各当然也是走在这条路上。
And so of course we think, well then Isaac walked on this life path, and then Jacob also walked on this life path.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这么想的话，如果我们想当然他们是走在这条路上的话，创世纪二十七章今天叫我们都跌破眼镜。
And then if you think about this, then perhaps Genesis 27 causes us to stumble.
生命的经历在亚伯拉罕那里是那么的活泼，是通的。
The story of life in Abraham's was one that was very good.
但是到了以撒、雅各这里，好像就突然之间不通了。
But then now life doesn't seem to pass through, doesn't seem to go anywhere in Isaac and Jacob's life.
生命的经历在亚伯拉罕那边是那么的明亮。
The experience of life seems so clear and bright in Abraham's life.
到了创世纪二十七章的时候是那么的暗淡，是那么的混乱。
But now life seems to be so dim and so difficult in Genesis 27.
我们说神荣耀的旨意和工作竟然落在地上这四个人的手中。
Now God's glorious will and purpose has fallen into these four people's hands.
我们只要看以撒、利百加、以扫和雅各。
Just take a look at Isaac, at Rebekah, at Esau and Jacob.
我们就真是有一个印象说神荣耀的旨意一定是要在这里停摆的。
And then we have this impression that God's glorious purpose will stop here.
那我们来看以撒应该是有生命经历的人。
Now we take a look at Isaac. He needs to be one who has the experience of life.
因为他一生都跟随他父亲亚伯拉罕的脚踪在那里挖井，在那里筑坛。
Because he's constantly following in the footsteps of his father, digging wells.
在这个当中，他经历到的亚伯拉罕的神就是以撒的神。
And in this, he experienced that the God of Abraham was also the God of Isaac.
那么，如果他在今天要让他上台讲见证的话，他可以讲几天几夜都讲不完。
And if today he were to stand up here on the pulpit to give his testimony, he could talk for days and nights and not finish.
那么他应该是对雅各做长子是承担主要责任的这么一个人。
Now he is the main responsible person to allow Jacob to be the firstborn son.
我们刚才讲了雅各虽然看重长子的名分。
And we said previously that even though Jacob, he looked very highly upon this position of being the firstborn.
但是这个长子的名分不是他用红豆汤就可以得来的。
But this position of being the firstborn son isn't something that he could just grab a hold of himself.
神给亚伯拉罕和以撒的应许现在必须要借着这个做父亲的以撒按手传给雅各。那么神的旨意和工作才能在雅各身上继续下去。
Now the covenant that and promise given to Abraham needs to be given to Jacob through the laying on of hands by Isaac.
那么有的弟兄姊妹就会讲雅各在这个时候已经得着长子的名分了。
And then we should say, some brothers and sisters might say, well, now Jacob already has received the position of firstborn.
那不就是那个红豆汤的故事吗？
And then, of course, we know it's the story of the red bean soup, stew.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记了，没有雅各的按手祝福，没有以撒的按手祝福，雅各所得到的一切不过都是空头支票而已。
Now we know that without the blessing of the firstborn son being placed on Esau, then everything that Jacob should have received would be empty.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看这么一个关键的人物，在这么一个关键的时候，创世纪二十七章一节，用了三句话来说出他当时的光景。
Now, in such a pivotal time, with such a pivotal character, Genesis 27:1 tells us, with three descriptions, Isaac's true condition.
那里说，以撒年老，眼睛昏花，不能看见。
It tells us Isaac was old and his eyes were too dim to see.
我们就想起我们的主在马太六章那里说，一个人的眼睛若昏花了，那里头的黑暗就何等的大。
And it reminds us of the Lord telling us in Matthew 6 that the eye of the lamp of the, is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light.
所以我们就不需要再多一句话了，我们就知道创世纪27章这里几句话哈，它不是指着以撒外边的光景，是指着它里边的光景说。
And so very clearly we see that in Genesis 27, the Bible is not describing the outward condition of Isaac, but the inward condition.
而且那里在第二节哈，以撒他还说，他啰啰嗦嗦还说了很多话，他说哈，我如今老了，不知道哪一天要死。
And then Isaac went on, he said a lot of things, and then in verse 2 it says, I am old now, I do not know the day of my death.
创世纪在第35章那里告诉我们说，以撒一生在神面前蒙福的年日是180岁。
And the Bible in Genesis 35 tells us that all of Isaac's days were 185 years.
所以我们就知道在这个时候的以撒只不过130岁。
And at this time we know that Isaac was about 130 years old.
他并不老，在他前面他还有50年要为着神的旨意奔跑。
He wasn't necessarily old. Before him, he still had 50-some years to run the course God had given to him.
但是现在以撒那么说，就证明说他不但是里边昏花黑暗了，他还被死亡扣住了。
But now we see that through his words, not only is he dim and dark within him, but he is also living under the control of death.
好像他明天就要为自己办丧事了。
As if tomorrow that he was going to go through his own memorial service.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个曾经住在恩膏的实际的里边。
And so one who is previously living beneath the anointing.
那个曾经跟着父亲亚伯拉罕的脚中得蒙生命福气的以撒。
The Isaac who previously was living underneath the blessing and the privilege of his father Abraham.
那个就是住在希伯伦就蒙大福的以撒，现在好像突然之间不见了。
The Isaac that previously had great blessing at Hebron, now it seems like he's disappeared.
我们现在看见的以撒是一个里边黑暗被死亡扣住的人。
Now we see an Isaac who is full of darkness and is beneath the control of death.
我们是不是要问一个问题，说神怎么能把他荣耀的旨意和工作交在这样的人手里呢？
So now we need to ask, how can God give his glorious purpose and will into the hands of such a person?
那么我们再来看利百加。
Now let's take a look at Rebecca.
利百加是雅各和以扫的母亲。
Now,Rebecca is the mother of Esau and Jacob.
那么这个如果是这个家里边别人不知道神的心意的话，利百加是最应该知道神的旨意的。
If no one else knew the will of God in this household, Rebecca ought to have known God's will the best.
因为在她怀孕的时候，神就亲自对她说，雅各我所爱的，将来大的要服侍小的。
Because while she was still pregnant, God had already personally spoken to her and said that the younger will serve the older. Jacob have I loved.
我们今天天天都祷告说，神你向我说话。
Every day today, we pray, God speak to me.
利百加是神亲口对他说话的。
God personally spoke to Rebecca.
所以我们说利百加是绝对不会忘记的。
And so we must say that Rebecca should never have forgotten this.
但是当日期满足的时候，神要来成就他旨意的时候。
Yet when the days were fulfilled and God was to accomplish his will.
这么一个人他居然把神说过的话就忘得一干二净了。
Such a person had already clearly forgotten what God has said to her.
他耍起人的小聪明来了。
And so she used her own schemes, her own intelligence.
连雅各都害怕了，退步不前，跟他母亲讲，你这个事情绝对是办不成的。
Even her own son Jacob said, this matter, it's not going to be doable.
利百加给他打气说，他说，我儿，你招的咒诅归到我身上。
And so Rebecca, she said, well, let the curse be on me then.
就换一句话用英文说，就 go for it.
In another word, she said to him, go for it.
And I pay for it.
And I'll pay for it.
弟兄姊妹，今天神的旨意和应许对我们来讲都是不陌生的。
Today, brothers and sisters, God's will and purpose is not something unfamiliar to us.
因为我们祷告、读经、我们聚会、我们嘴里来、嘴里去，我们都是神的话。
Because when we pray, when we read the Bible, when we gather together, everything we say, these are God's words.
但是为什么一到了我们手里要下手实行的时候，这些通通都不见了？
But as soon as things happen to come into our hands and we need to take action, why is it that everything just goes away?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们说今天神的旨意和见证在他的家中打了折扣，不，难道不就是因为我们里边常常有利百加的影子吗？
And so today, God's testimony and God's will oftentimes loses out in us, isn't it? Because we also have the same ideas and thoughts as Rebecca.
神怎么能够把他荣耀的旨意放在这样的人手中呢？
How can God put his glorious purpose into the hands of such a person?
以扫是做长子的，但是他毫不在意神的旨意的。
Esau, he is the firstborn son. However, he does not care about God's work.
他不在乎在亚伯拉罕和以撒的家中做长子的这一件事情。
He does not care about this matter of being the firstborn in the house of Abraham and Isaac.
他有一点点在意的话，神的工作就在他身上是有路可走的。
If he cares just a little bit, God will have a way in him.
但是他是毫不在意。
But he does not care at all.
因为对他来说，属天、属灵、属神的一切的事情，充其量不过一碗红豆汤的价值而已。
Because the value of anything that is spiritual, that is heavenly, that has to do with God, is but the worth of a bowl of red stew.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们说以扫不在神旨意的里边，是他咎由自取的。
And so we know that he has nothing to gain in God's will.
但是难道雅各这个时候就比他的哥哥强过一头吗？
But here we do see that Jacob, he is much stronger than his older brother.
雅各是他看重长子的名分的。
Now Jacob does look highly upon the position of being the firstborn.
但是他里边根本没有做长子的生命。
But he does not have the life of the firstborn within him.
他里边不知道我怎样才可以来承接亚伯拉罕、以撒的约。
He does not know how to take up the covenant of Abraham and Isaac.
他是渴慕，他是追求神，但是他唯一可以用得上的，唯一拿手的，不过就是诡诈、欺骗和强夺。
And he does want to take up God's will. However, the only thing he could do was to deceive and scheme and lie.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们说雅各的故事就是我们的故事。
If we say that the story of Jacob is our story,
那现在我们就不仅要问说，以撒家的这四个人里边，有哪一个是够得上资格来承受、来经营神荣耀的旨意和工作呢？
Then we need to ask out of these four characters, who among them is qualified and able to bear up God's purpose and will?
我们不是更要问说，今天我们有谁在我们中间是可以站在神荣耀旨意的面前说，我是够资格的。
And then among us, out of us, who can also stand before God's will and purpose to say, I am qualified?
教会的历史一直到今天。
Church history all the way through till today.
我们说论到爱主的心智和生命的经历。
When we talk about the life experience and our heart's desire,
论到生命的度量和身量，灵的恩赐和能力是没有一个人可以比得上保罗的。
When we talk about life experience and gifts and power, nobody can be compared with the Apostle Paul.
甚至有的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们可能也这样祷告说：“愿这个祷告求主说，愿你让我们做今世代的保罗。”
And then, yes, sometimes we may have this desire, and we pray, Lord, allow us to be just like Paul.
那么也确实是的，保罗在他三次巡回传道的这个服事的里边，他是有极其荣耀的经历的。
And yes, Paul, in his three missionary journeys, he did have many glorious experiences.
在行传十九章，神的话亲口向我们证明说，神借着保罗的手行了些 非常的奇事。
In Acts chapter 19, it tells us that God was performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul.
弟兄姊妹，你看见了没有？奇事已经是很了不得了。
Already we see that it's a great situation.
这里说是非常的奇事。
That here this is a great revelation.
有的时候我就祷告求主说，我说你把这个保罗非常的奇事，你掰一个小碎渣给我，我一生就满足。
Sometimes I say to the Lord, Lord, this great revelation that you have given to Paul, just give me a small fragment of it and I'll be happy.
保罗的服事到了一个地步，他身上的手巾和围裙人拿去都可以用来赶鬼的。
Paul's life service had reached to such a point that even when people took a handkerchief from him, that handkerchief could cast out demons.
但是弟兄姊妹，就是这么样一位保罗。
But even the same Paul.
这么样一位满有灵的恩赐和能力的保罗。
This Paul who is so full of gifts and full of the Spirit.
在他第三次巡回传道将要结束的时候。
When his third missionary journey was about to conclude.
他回顾自己的一生。
And as he recounted back in all his experiences,
他在林前十五章十节那里说过一句总结的话。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he says the summary.
然而我今日成了何等的人。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
都是蒙神的恩才能够成的。
This was accomplished by the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，他说他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。
His grace toward me did not prove in vain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们都是以撒，我们都是利百加，我们都是雅各、以撒。
Today, brothers and sisters, we are all Isaac, Rebecca, Esau, and Jacob.
我们没有一个人够好、够资格能叫神爱我们。能叫主把我们放在他荣耀的旨意和工作的里边。
Not one of us are good enough or qualified enough for him to place us into his glorious purpose and work.
这不但是雅各的故事，这也是我们的故事。
This is not only Jacob's story, but our story.
所以我们站在这一个点上，我们回头来看创世纪二十七章二十六到二十九节。这三节宝贵的圣经。
And so now with this in mind, we take a look back at Genesis 27, 26 through 29.
雅各居然在以扫家做成了长子。
Jacob, in such a circumstance, became the firstborn son.
这不是人的诡计得胜。
It was not man's schemes that had the victory.
不是利百加和雅各合谋欺骗的得胜。
It was not the triumph of Rebecca's schemes and lies.
一个人怎么可能，雅各怎么可能用羊羔皮的袖子就能够得着神荣耀的旨意？
Because how could Jacob with simply lamb's sheep skin on his arms accomplish the will of God?
弟兄姊妹，只有一个答案，是神荣耀的工作越过了人的软弱，成就了他的旨意。
There is only one answer, but it is God's will and work overcoming the weakness of man.
我们不要忘记了，即使在雅各最诡诈、最失败，甚至他远离神的时候，神向着雅各的心意从来没有改变，因为神起头就向着雅各说：“雅各，我所爱的。”
We know that even in the midst of Jacob's most darkest lies and schemes, that God still had not changed his purpose, because in the very beginning, God already said, Jacob have I loved.
我们今天是处在一个和创世纪二十七章差不多的一个环境的里面。
Today, we are living in an environment that is very similar to Genesis 27.
四围都是一片的黑暗，一片的混乱。
It is darkness and chaos all around us.
我们都不仅要问说神荣耀的旨意还有路可走吗？
Are we still asking, does God's work and way still have a way through us?
我们想到过去神在我们中间有何等荣耀的工作。
We think back in the past how God has such a glorious work among us.
但是今天我们看看我们的前后左右。
But today, when we look around us, to our left and right,
我们还是要问一个问题，说神，你荣耀的旨意在我们中间还有路可走吗？
We still, are we asking the question, God, do you still have a way through us today?
我想我们读过创世纪二十七章，至少可以有两个方面的学习。
And so if you read Genesis 27, there are still two things that we can learn from it.
弟兄姊妹，第一，我们要仰望耶稣。
First, brothers and sisters, we need to look to Christ.
主来的日子实在是很近很近啊。
The return of our Lord is very, very close.
正因为这样，今天在我们的生活的里边，仇敌的诡计和破坏比以往都厉害。
That is why today the schemes and work of the enemy in destroying and in lying to us is very, very severe.
当然，人的败坏也更厉害。
And yes, the corruption of man is also very strong.
今天到处都是谎言。
Everywhere we see is lies.
你如果说是你在三年前说微信是谎言的话，我同意。
If 3 years ago you said that WeChat is lies, then I would agree.
但是今天到处都是谎言，不只是微信。
But it, everywhere we find there are lies. It's not just in that.
三年以前，微信只能微微信，就是不可信。
3 years ago, this is something that's unbelievable.
今天所有的报纸、所有的东西，你看见、听见的都是微微信。
However, everything in the news and media today, they are just lies.
不但是如此，弟兄姊妹，今天打着反谎言招牌的谎言更加的多。
And today the lies of the lies are even more so.
保罗说现今的世代邪恶，这句话是一点没有错的。
And so when Paul says that the days are evil, yes, this word is very true.
我们今天早晨唱诗歌509首。
And this morning we sang the hymn number 509.
那里就说暗中摸索无一线亮光，何等疲乏，何等忧愁。
There's a line that says, O soul, you are weary and troubled, no light in the darkness you see.
弟兄姊妹，这是创世纪二十七章的背景。
This is the background of Genesis 27.
但是创世纪二十七章告诉我们一个荣耀的结果。
However, Genesis 27 gives us a very glorious result.
人会误事，神永远不误事。
Though man may be lost, God will never be lost.
当神荣耀的旨意和工作在地上这四个人当中没有路可走的时候。
When God does not have a way through these four characters,
他自己来成就。
God himself will accomplish it.
今天我们真是愿神的家和神的儿女们，我们都来仰望耶稣。
Today we desire for God's people and God's house for all of us to look to Jesus.
第二点，弟兄姊妹，我们要转眼仰望耶稣。
Secondly, brothers and sisters, we need to turn to look to Jesus.
这句话的英文是非常棒的。
This is very good and well spoken in English.
叫我们知道说，如果神的儿女们要仰望耶稣，有一件事情是我们必须做的。
If the children of God are to look to Jesus, there is one thing that we must do.
就是你的眼睛是需要有一个转向的，你才能够仰望耶稣。
Your eyes need to turn so that you can go look at Jesus.
所以我们的弟兄写这首诗歌，他是摸着神旨意最深处的，他说你要转
And so the songwriter says, with the revelation of God, that we need to turn our eyes to Jesus.
许多的时候，今天我们在难处的里边，我们不是不愿意仰望耶稣。
Today, when we are in difficulties, it's not that we're unwilling to look to Jesus.
而是我们不知道怎么来仰望耶稣。
But we don't know how to look to Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个诀窍，就是说我们需要转眼才能仰望耶稣的。
So this is a pivotal point, whether or not you are able to turn your eyes to look to him.
我们若是不把自己的眼光从自己所坚持的那些的背景、政治观点、政治立场、我们的标准里边转开，我们若是不把我们的眼光从我们所处的环境、我们的理由里边转开，弟兄姊妹，我问你一个问题，你怎么来仰望耶稣？
If you do not turn your eyes away from yourself and insisting on your own opinions and on your own political stance and all these things, then how can you turn your eyes upon Jesus?
我们若是转不了眼光，我们就不能仰望耶稣。
If you cannot turn your eyes and perspective, you cannot look to Jesus.
我们仰望不了耶稣，神的家和神的儿女就永远在难处里边打转，我们脱不了身的。
If God's children do not turn their eyes upon Jesus, then we're constantly going to be in turmoil in our own problems.
在1938年的七月。
In 1938.
我们的弟兄尼托生他到英国参加开西大会。
Our brother Watchman Nee went to England to attend the Keswick Convention.
大家都知道开西大会在那个年代的里边是有很重属灵分量的。
We all know that the convention that year had a lot of spiritual weight.
所以当我们的弟兄参加开西大会的时候，他就被邀请要在会上做祷告。
And so at this convention, our brother, he was invited to pray.
这是神对我们弟兄的恩宠。
This was the grace of our God upon our brother.
因为全世界各地的那些的弟兄姊妹，他们在神的旨意和工作里边的追求，他们带着他们极丰富的经历和得着，他们来聚集。
Because this was a gathering of many saints, brothers and sisters from all over the world, and all their spiritual responsibilities, they were all gathered here.
现在我们的弟兄要在这些人的面前，他要祷告。
And our brother had to pray before all of these people.
这是极大的挑战。
This was a great challenge for him.
所以当时全场的来参加的世界各地的弟兄姊妹，他们都要侧耳而听尼弟兄到底怎么开口祷告。
So all of the attending brothers and sisters were all paying very close attention to see how our brother would pray.
因为这里边有一个背景。
Because there's a background here.
尼托生弟兄是来自中国的。
Brother Watchman Nee, he is coming from China.
当时中日战争是打得最激烈的时候，双方人数是死亡的最惨重的时候。
Because this was a time when the World War was occurring, and it was a time when a lot of lives were being lost.
抗日当时在全中国，甚至在中国各地的教会里边，是一场轰轰烈烈的运动。
And right then, there was a huge movement among the people.
我们的弟兄是中国人。
And our brother, he is Chinese.
他当然是爱中国。
Of course, he is, he has patriotism, loves China.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主得着了我们的弟兄。
Our Lord had gained our brother.
他就把这个眼光就转开了。
And so he turned his eyesight, his perspective.
所以当尼托生弟兄上到开西大会的讲台上，他就开口祷告。
So when our brother at the Keswick Convention came up to the pulpit to pray,
他说主今天我们不为日本祷告。
He said, Lord, today we do not pray for the Japanese.
我们也不为中国祷告。
And we do not pray for the Chinese.
但是我们为你的儿子在中国在日本的主权祷告。
But we pray for the sovereignty of your son in China and in Japan.
因为不管在哪里，
Because no matter where,
主你要掌权的，
you reign over all,
你在掌权的，
and you want to be sovereign,
因为只有你是万有的主，
because only you are the Lord of all.
所以我们的弟兄祷告说，主啊，求你在这个时候让我们能够在你里边站立得稳。
And so our brother at this time prayed, Lord, we ask of you at this time to help us to stand firm in your will.
弟兄姊妹，这叫转眼仰望耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, this is to turn your eyes to look to Jesus.
若是主能够在艰难的环境里边得着我们的心意的话，
If the Lord in difficult environments can gain our hearts,
得着我们的眼光，
and to gain our attention, our eyes,
那么就像诗歌第509首那里头唱的，
then it can be just like the lyrics written in hymn 509.
所有的事物在他荣耀的光中，
and the things of earth will grow strangely dim,
都要次第变色成朦胧，
in the light of his glory and grace.
实在来说，今天我们的情形不会难过那时候的情形。
Honestly speaking, our condition today is no more difficult than what it was back then.
弟兄姊妹，难道我们不应该更有尼托生弟兄那样的眼光，那样的祷告吗？
Shouldn't we have the same perspective and eyesight as our brother when he prayed?
主，我们把你的话，我们就仰望托在主你的手中。
Lord, we place your words into your hands today.
人的话会过去，但是主你的话在人的里边会一直带领我们往前。
Man's words will conclude, but your words will continue to lead us forward.
我们为过去你丰富的持守和祝福我们感谢。
For your past abundance and blessing, we thank you.
主，我们为这神家前面的路，我们仰望主，你来扶持我们。
For the path of your house ahead, we look to you.
因为我们会误事，你永远不误事的。
Because sometimes, Lord, we will stop and be weak, but you will not.
主，你今天的儿女在你的面前，心里只有一个祷告。
Lord, so we have this one prayer before you today.
我们愿你来，我们愿你快来。
Lord, Maranatha, do come quickly, Lord.
靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.